Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commends India's historic achievement in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. In the first Mann Ki Baat address this year, Prime Minister hails flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, highlighting a 200% surge in startup registrations in Nagaland. National Disaster Response Force celebrates 20th Raising Day. Prime Minister says NDRF has set global standards in disaster response and management. Gaza's ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas takes effect. IMD forecasts rain and snowfall in several parts of northern India over the next 5 days due to a western disturbance. India scripted history in the inaugural edition of Kho-Kho World Cup as both men's and women's teams lift trophies in New Delhi. And in under-19 women's T20 cricket, India began title defence with dominant 9-wicket win over West Indies in Kuala Lumpur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today commended India's historic achievement recently in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani, the Prime Minister said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Hailing the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly, Mr. Modi called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted recently by Indian space research organization ISRO, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space.
हमारे साइंटिस्ट ने सैटेलाइट्स की स्पेस डॉकिंग कराई है. यह तकनीक अंतरिक्ष में स्पेस स्टेशन तक सप्लाई भेजने और क्रू मिशन के लिए अहम है. भारत ऐसा चौथा देश बना है जिसने ये सफलता हासिल की है.
Prime Minister Modi applauded the flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, adding that the registration of startups in Nagaland surged by over 200% last year. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India initiative, Mr. Modi applauded the remarkable growth of the country's startup culture, particularly in small cities.
हमारे देश में जितने startups 9 साल में बने हैं, उनमें से आधे से ज्यादा tier 2 और tier 3 शहरों से हैं. यानी हमारा startup culture बड़े शहरों तक ही सीमित नहीं है. छोटे शहरों के startups में आधे से ज्यादा का नेतृत्व हमारी बेटियां कर रही हैं.
The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, is celebrating its 20th Raising Day today. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the brave personnel of NDRF. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said their unwavering commitment of the personnel of NDRF to saving lives, responding to disasters and ensuring safety during emergencies is truly commendable. He said the NDRF has also set global standards in disaster response and management. Speaking during the 20th Raising Day ceremony of the NDRF in Vijayawada today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, India has emerged as a global leader in disaster management and in the area of disaster resilient infrastructure. The country is leading the world.
कई देशों के अंदर जब NDRF की टीमें गई, तब वहां की जनता को मदद करने में इनकी भूमिका की वहां के राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्षों ने बुरी बुरी प्रशंसा की है. एनडीएमए ने बनाई हुई नीतियों को जमीन पर एनडीआरएफ ने उतारा है और इसके कारण डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट के मामले में आज भारत ग्लोबल लीडर बनकर बाहर आया है.
During the event, Mr. Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth 220 crore rupees. The minister said the centre has approved projects totalling over 3 lakh crore rupees in the past few months for Andhra Pradesh for various developmental projects. And now some news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh is proving to be a golden opportunity for artisans from across the country. This grand event, being held at the Confluence in Prayagraj, features an impressive exhibition of One District, One Product, ODOP, spread over 6,000 square meters. We have a report.
Items such as carpets, jari products, glass toys from Firozabad, wooden toys from Varanasi and other handicraft products are becoming major attractions for devotees. Talking to Akashwani News, Joint Commissioners, Industries Prayagraj Division, Sharad Tandon said that around 140 stalls have been set up at the exhibition displaying various products.
ये प्रदर्शनी ओडीओपी की लगभग 6000 वर्ग मीटर में स्थापित की गई है. यहाँ पे लगभग 140 स्टॉल लगाए गए हैं जिसमें विभिन्न शिल्पियों द्वारा, उद्यमियों द्वारा, स्टार्टअप द्वारा और एमएसएमई द्वारा और अपने उत्पादों की प्रदर्शनी एवं बिक्री का कार्य किया जा रहा है. प्रतिदिन यहाँ पर लगभग 1,00,000 लोगों का आगमन होता है.
This ODOP initiative is an unprecedented effort to promote the handicrafts and cottage industries. Mahakumbh 2025 is not only strengthening spiritual and cultural identity but has also become a vast platform for entrepreneurs. This time, the business of such products is expected to touch 45 crore rupees during the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
A fire broke out this evening at Sector 19 of Mahakumbh Mela area, which was immediately brought under control. No casualty was reported in the incident. Fire services, NDRF and SDRF teams were rushed to the spot to douse the flame after receiving information about the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over the phone in this regard. The Chief Minister apprised Mr. Modi about the incident. Mr. Adityanath also conducted a site inspection and directed the concerned officials to carry out the relief work on a war footing. In Maharashtra, the accused in the Bollywood actor Saif Ali Khan attack case has been remanded in 5-day police custody. Earlier in the day, the accused, identified as Muhammad Shariful Islam Shehzad, was produced before the Bandra Holiday Court after he was arrested by the Mumbai police from Thane West area. Addressing the media, DCP Zone 9 Dikshit Gedam said some items seized from the accused indicate that he is a Bangladeshi national and does not have any valid Indian identity proof. The Railway Protection Force, RPF, successfully apprehended 586 Bangladeshi nationals and 318 Rohingya during the last 4 years. The illegal migrants continue to infiltrate India using Assam as a transit route and railways as their preferred mode of travel to reach other parts of the country. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election. A total of 719 candidates are in the fray till now. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting will be held on the 5th of next month and counting will take place on the 8th of February. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The long-awaited ceasefire deal between Israel and the Palestinian armed group Hamas commenced today in the Gaza Strip, marking a potential turning point in the 15-month conflict that has claimed thousands of lives. The truce's implementation was delayed by nearly 3 hours due to last-minute complications over hostage lists, highlighting the delicate nature of the agreement. Mediator Qatar confirmed the start of the truce. Israel has confirmed receiving from Hamas the names of the three captives to be freed on the first day of the implementation of the agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on social media platform posted that the security establishment is now checking the details. Israeli Prime Minister's office said 4 other female hostages could be freed in 7 days. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Under the terms of the deal brokered by Qatar, Egypt and the United States, Hamas will release 33 hostages over a 6-week period, with 3 female captives scheduled for release on the first day. In exchange, Israel has agreed to free hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. The agreement also enables increased humanitarian aid to enter Gaza through multiple crossing points. The World Food Programme tracks have begun delivering essential supplies to Gaza, with convoys of wheat flour and ready-to-eat food parcels moving into Gaza. Looking ahead, significant challenges remain unresolved. The question of Gaza's future governance remains a critical point of contention. Israel has maintained its position that it will not end the war with Hamas in power, though this issue has been deliberately excluded from the current negotiations due to its complexity. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Millions of TikTok users in the United States are no longer able to watch or share videos on the social media platform as a federal ban on the popular app takes effect. The newly enacted U.S. law prohibiting the use of the platform came into effect today, a day before the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. The ban followed heightened scrutiny over TikTok's Chinese ownership. In an interview with the news network, Mr. Trump said he was thinking about giving TikTok a 90-day extension that would allow them to continue operating. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, will participate in the World Economic Forum 2025, beginning tomorrow at Davos in Switzerland. During the five-day event, Mr. Vaishnaw will highlight the country's development model. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast rain and snowfall in several parts of northern India due to a western disturbance during the next 5 days. Talking to media, IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar said dense fog conditions are also likely to continue over several parts of the region for the next 2 days.
आने वाले पांच दिन वेस्टर्न हिमालय रीजन में जम्मू कश्मीर हिमाचल उत्तराखंड वहां पे रेनफॉल और स्नोफॉल होता रहेगा प्लेन्स पे पंजाब हरियाणा एनसीआर दिल्ली वेस्ट यूपी नॉर्थ राजस्थान 22 और 23 को रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी हो सकता है.
On to sports now. India scripted history in the inaugural edition of the Kho-Kho World Cup, with both men's and women's teams lifting the trophies in New Delhi this evening. Both teams defeated Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. We now go over live to our correspondent Abhishek Kapil covering the tournament. Abhishek, what contributed to such a magnificent performance from both teams?
Yes, Naresh. In Kho-Kho World Cup 2025, Indian men's and women's teams played an extraordinary game against their opponent. The Indian men's team created history by winning the first ever Kho-Kho World Cup. India fetched the trophy after defeating Nepal by 54-36 in the final match, whereas in a brilliant display of speed, strategy and skill, the Indian women's Kho-Kho team made history by winning the first ever Kho-Kho World Cup by defeating Nepal with a score of 78-40 to claim the title.
Thank you, Abhishek, for the update. In the under-19 women's T20 cricket, India kick-started their title defence at the tournament with a dominant 9-wicket victory over the West Indies at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia today. Put into bat, West Indies were bundled out for a paltry 44 runs in 13.2 overs in the Group A match. In reply, the women in blue overhauled the mere target of 45 in just 4.2 overs, posting 47 for the loss of 1 wicket. India had won the toss and elected to bowl first. In another Group A match today, Sri Lanka defeated host Malaysia by 139 runs. At the India Open Badminton Tournament in New Delhi, Denmark's Victor Axelsen won the men's singles title, while South Korea's An Se-young clinched the women's singles title today. The Malaysian duo of Go Zhe-Fei and Noor Izzuddin are the new men's doubles champions. The women's doubles crown went to the Japanese pair of Arisa Igarashi and Ayako Sakuramoto. China's team of Jiang Zhenbeng and Wei Ya-Shen won the mixed doubles title. The 20th edition of the Tata Mumbai Marathon was held today, with over 65,000 runners taking part in the event. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan flagged off the elite segment of the marathon from the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj terminus. He also flagged off the Champions with Disabilities race for the differently abled and the senior citizens race. Lyricist Gulzar participated in the senior citizens race. Eritrea's Berhan Tesfaye won the men's, and Kenya's Joyce Chepkemoi Tele clinched the women's elite race. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commends India's historic achievement in space exploration and growing prowess in modern space technology. In the first Mann Ki Baat address this year, Prime Minister hails flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, highlighting a 200% surge in startup registrations in Nagaland. National Disaster Response Force celebrates 20th Raising Day. Prime Minister says NDRF has set global standards in disaster response and management. Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas takes effect. IMD forecasts rain and snowfall in several parts of northern India over the next 5 days due to a western disturbance. India scraped history in inaugural edition of Khokho World Cup as both men's and women's teams lift trophies in New Delhi. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.